asthma, hay fever, sinus eradicated. That stuffiness called catarrh or sinus trouble cannot keep up. Certainly, it cannot extend its area. It has no mobility or existence even. Tell yourself every hour that life is perpetually and peacefully in operation throughout your system, without interference at any point. As you talk along this line, consciousness will form you anew. You can say all you like about being discouraged and hopeless, but I do not believe a word of it. What is more, I do not believe there is anything out of commission in your constitution. Is not plenteous life and copious mind all there is to you? There is not a stuffiness in a carload of girls of your caliber. Nothing in your makeup except penetrative mind, or maybe you would say life incontestable and searching. That is what you are, mind and life in action. You are in them and they are in you. You are not a little topsy waif. You and the Almighty are one. You have what He has, and you have nothing else. Talk a great deal to yourself along these lines. Talk every hour. And end up your interview by admitting, "Mine is the kingdom, the power, the dominion, the glory, the victory." Now dig in. We both will. There is nothing in the hindrance to confuse or alarm or continue. You are master of the situation. Say to the annoyance, get out and stay out. You can. You are due for another steady sheet in the form of a letter. You see, as you try to lay hold of the truths which gather around perfect God and perfect boy, those truths gather around him and lift him out of his sinus maze, if he thinks he has any. Immediately he feels movement and openness and freedom. The stuffiness and heaviness vaporize. There is nothing to you but life, absolutely nothing. How in the world can boundless life know anything about congestion and other sinus aggravations? It cannot and it does not. Neither need you. Yes, you are all life. There is nothing else to you. Life, when it cropped out as you, did not lose its original status of healthfulness and spaciousness. I do not believe the good Lord knows anything about your impatience or undue sense of responsibility or any other idiosyncrasy. And of course, those traits do not have the remotest relation to hay fever. They are no impediment to your recovery. Nevertheless, they are bothersome businesses, so why not develop that poise and tranquility which snuff them out? But since the kingdom of God is within you, that is, the kingdom of radiant life, the symptoms of hay fever cannot invade your economy. Turn on them as General Patton turned on the Nazis. You are master of the situation, because you have the all-knowing mind, that mind which understands how to cope with difficulties, and how to see yourself as you are. And you are within the scope of perfect God and perfect man. Some day, and that pretty soon, principle is going to seize that sneezing and pitch it out of the window. Then the place thereof will know it no more. When it comes to difficult breathing, recall these lines from Emily Bronte. Though thou were left alone, every existence would exist in thee. Thou art being and breath, and what thou art may never be destroyed. The experts agree that asthma and bronchial difficulties are many times due to a nervousness which tends to close the air cells and passages. With a restoration of confidence, the avenues of breath reopen. How free and omnipotent breath is, after all! It shows forth the power of endless being. Exuberant life cannot be congested or compressed. Life is boundless and unconfined. No obstruction can be raised to its perpetual and peaceful flow to the remotest parts. Certainly, worry, apprehension, and atmosphere cannot stay its course. Expansiveness in your structure, rather than congestion or inflammation, is the undeviating rule. The sniffle and throatiness that loom so large to your sense are quite unobserved by others. It is often your ear that deceives you into supposing your voice inadequate. The spiritual structure of man, and hence the unstoppable quality of his economy, are hinted in Jesus' statement to Nicodemus. The wind bloweth where it pleaseth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Every one is born of the Spirit. You are. Hence your security and permanence in every detail. The kingdom of God is within you, and in that kingdom there is no possibility of colds, asthma, or hay fever finding lodgment. As we were just saying over the telephone, you are filled with the vitality and the ability to be up and about your work. Always come back to the fundamental fact that you are spiritual, not material. This explains why you cannot have inflammation, congestion, or bronchial irritation. Your vocal apparatus is as clear as a bell. Have no worry. Colds and their like cannot develop. Their only choice is to depart. They cannot endure the warmth of the very truth you and I are now talking. These bronchial disorders are not structural. They are largely nervous tension. An uplift in mood removes their supports. Life cannot tighten. In its very nature, it is expansive, constantly in action and on the move. And that action and movement are nothing less than omnipotent. Relax a moment and get the significance of all this. The Eternal is directing the functions of your being, vocals included. Try to take it easy. Coughing has no energy back of it. It is senseless and lifeless, inarticulate and voiceless to the extent that it cannot utter a sound or protest. You are going to discover pretty soon that everything in your economy is going on under the peaceful propulsion of the Omnipotent One. We will keep working and looking toward that end.